Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On his first full day in office, Boston's new mayor, Marty Walsh, has made more appointments to his cabinet. WBUR's David Scharfenberg reports on the announcements at City Hall press conference today.
Walsh announced his picks before a bank of TV cameras and other media in the crowded Eagle Room, just a day after his inauguration.
Well, I think there's more people here today than was yesterday.
The new mayor named some of his top campaign advisors to key posts. Joyce Linehan, a one-time punk rock promoter who has become a sought-after political operative, will serve as Walsh's chief of policy. A former Menino aide, Joe Roll, will be chief of operations. And State Rep Eugene O'Flaherty, a Chelsea Democrat and close friend of the mayor, will be the city's top attorney. Walsh also made three interim appointments. Trin Nguyen as director of the Office of Jobs and Community Service, Keith Williams as director of the Office of Small Business and Local Enterprise, and Alejandro St. Guillen as director of the Office of New Bostonians. The mayor said his much-anticipated appointment of a new police chief could come as soon as this week, and he suggested he might stay local with another high-profile pick. Superintendent of schools.
I want the most qualified, best qualified candidate. Certainly think if we could get somebody from Boston or from Massachusetts, it would be helpful because they understand kind of the lay of the land.
The city is not expected to hire a new school superintendent for several months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.
And for complete coverage of the inauguration of Mayor Walsh, go to our website, wbur.org.